Good morning, I'm Zach Everson with your sports update here on this Tuesday morning. We'll start off with news out of high school football yesterday. Of course, this is the week, the start of the high school football playoffs for all of the classes around here. And before they've even played a game, John Harden is moving on, albeit by way of a forfeit. It was announced yesterday that Marion County High School, the Bulldogs' opponent for this Friday, was forced to cancel their playoff game due to COVID-19 safety concerns. According to a release from the school district, administrators, coaches, and others came together and determined that it would be a student safety concern to play, as they have several players under quarantine with at least one positive case among them. The incidence rate right now from Marion County is currently at 80.8%. As of right now, the other matchups are still slated to take place later this week. I'll have more for you on that on Friday. Moving on now to college basketball news yesterday. It was announced that March Madness probably didn't have it this year. It will look a lot different next year. The committee, which is chaired by University of Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart, announced that they'll attempt to hold a bubble format for the NCAA's March Madness, playing all games for the tournament in Indianapolis. No word yet on where those games will be played and when. Big Blue Madness takes place this Friday for Kentucky. The University of Louisville Cardinals men's and women's team both have games next week. And finally this morning, last night on Monday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings defeat the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field, winning that game 19-13. And that does it for your sports update here on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.